The Chinese Communist Party's state-run People's Daily took aim at Hong Kong pro-democracy and independence advocates, saying that what the movements in Hong Kong and Taiwan have in common is a plan on destroying the country and vowed to curb it. But is there enough of an independence movement in Hong Kong to challenge Beijing, or is merely the persistent idea that one exists prompting Beijing's responses? Scott Harrell, the Associate Director at the Center for Asia-Pacific Policy at the RAND Corporation.
In Hong Kong, there have been a small number of people who have talked about Hong Kong independence. But I think that Beijing has sought, in an effort to try to undermine, undercut, and delegitimate Hong Kong's umbrella movement and its Occupy Central with Peace and Love movement by trying to tether them to the notion that these are a bunch of radical separatists who want some pie in the sky, independent Hong Kong that can never happen.
He says that the notion of an independent Hong Kong is a relatively new idea and not widely accepted, but has grown over the past few years.
And now there are people talking about it, so I think this is kind of in the way that ideas and identity change. This is something that's happening, and for that reason it's extremely alarming to Beijing. And the problem is Beijing has a real difficulty in ever seeing that its own actions have consequences.
Or they may even know that, but feel there's no other option but to respond that way and must adopt the toughest line possible. So, is the tactic working?
I think there's a few different ways to cut at this. One is to look at kind of the short-term or tactical status, and then another is to look at kind of the longer-term, what we might call the secular trend.
The secular trend focuses on deepening the sense of Hong Kong identity, and some who remember life before the 1997 handover feel that their way of life may be under attack with the arrival of those from mainland China.
But in the more specific tactical day-to-day, you know, who's winning that battle? I think undeniably, unfortunately, the PRC's approach has cowed a number of people who might have been wavering into being quiet.
Because Beijing can marshal the superior resources to achieve that outcome by waiting the opposition out. In 2047, the basic law that's been governing Hong Kong goes away. So can current events provide a glimpse of what Hong Kongers may see in a generation?
I'm not sure political scientists have any better record of predicting the future.
But Harold says that 30 years is a long time. He doesn't see China changing the way it addresses Hong Kong, but also the Hong Kong and China that we see today may not necessarily be the same ones we see in 2047. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.